Many of y'all may be familiar with the term QWR, or qualified written request. The QWR still exists, but the CFPB invented two forms of QWR that are distinct, one called the notice of error and the other called a request for information. If you send a letter that contains both a request for information and a notice to the servicer that they've committed some kind of error in the servicing, it is basically a QWR again at that point. The procedures are specific in terms of where you send them and what the servicer must do upon receipt of them. And so I've set those here. The timing deadlines are also important in terms of triggering liability under RESPA and TILA. I provided a timeline. And then we'll talk some more about ways to use TILA, ways to use, and then what constitutes errors under Reg X is described here. Most importantly, though, if the servicer did something wrong, it's an error, and there's this catch-all within Reg X that says that any other error regarding the servicing of a borrower's mortgage loan can give rise to liability and can be the subject of a notice of error. So if they screwed something up, send them a letter telling them they screwed it up. The timing requirements regarding notices of payment changes and interest rate adjustments are interesting, and we'll talk about how they interact with the bankruptcy code's rules regarding what notices servicers must provide. But that also provides a little bit of bite, as you'll see, in terms of remedies that we as consumer lawyers can use to ensure our clients are treated properly. They have to credit payments promptly. They have to provide payoff information promptly. Unfortunately, the requirements about what is contained in a periodic billing statement are not applicable in a bankruptcy, and so we'll talk about ways to get around that. And finally, most importantly, you get statutory damages under both of these statutes, as well as actual damages and attorney's fees.